How does Jesus' incarnation provide us with a response to religious relativism? Find out in an article that I've written for the Latest Issues Etc. Journal. It's titled God in a Box, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send an email to journal@issuesetc.org. You can also read about Pastor Michael Schuerman's journey from moralistic therapeutic deism to the rock-solid theology of the Reformation. The online Issues Etc. Journal, journal@issuesetc.org. All right, it's time. We've actually left a little extra time to do Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. We're reading your blogs. Just today we got a new one, a really fantastic one. I think Jeff actually picked something from this new blog. Is that the one, the Lutheran quotes or something like that? Really good. I love those kind of blogs that are just gems, good quotes. We find it so often that we're better taught by those who have left to be with the Lord than sometimes the people we got sitting around us. So, if you want us to read your blog, whatever it may be, your thoughts, someone else's thoughts, you need to let us know where it is and that it exists. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You want to have the widget, if you can, that you'll find at our website, issuesetc.org, and click the support page. It's at the bottom of the page. And then we'll start reading your blog, and maybe we'll pick it for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
Now, yes, my pick this week is Lutheran Quotations by Nathan Beebe. You mentioned people have gone before us. However, this is a quote from someone who is still in the church militant, Dr. John Kleinig, a frequent guest on the show.
Oh, good.
He says, "In fact, we fathers seem to reflect his fatherhood to our children more by our failure than by success. As a result of our inadequacy, they are often filled with a deep longing and spiritual need for some father figure to compensate for what we have failed to be to them and give to them." My pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, Lutheran Quotations.
That's a great one. John Kleinig is just a genuine treasure. I hope he stays with us for a long, long time. My pick for Blog of the Week would seem to be just a happy announcement. It actually comes from Jeff's pastor, Pastor Will Whedon, who is finally, at long last, able to reveal a very joyous piece of news for himself and for his family. And it simply reads, "I've been dying to announce this since Christmas time when this greeted us on the Christmas tree." And there's a picture of a little tiny Christmas stocking with the word that says baby on it. And he says, "Yes, that means that Dean and Lauren, his daughter and son-in-law, are expecting a little one due in August." And that's really, really good news. It's good news for Pastor Whedon and his family. But the thing I loved so much about this short little blog post that he put up at his blog, Whedon's blog, I know many of you read it, was the last sentence. He says, "And that means that Cindy," that's his wife, "that Cindy and I are grandparents. Thanks be to God." What did I like about it so much? It wasn't put in the future tense. It didn't say, "That means Cindy and I will be grandparents in August." The baby's due in August. The baby's already here. And I love it that he's thinking in scriptural terms as he always does, and that he's able to say with complete confidence, as all of us should when a baby's on the way. When a baby's on the way, guess what? You are a mother. You are a father. You are a grandfather. You are a grandmother. You are a sister and a brother. You are an aunt and an uncle. And that kind of talk about the baby needs to start the minute we know that the little baby's there. Because it's already started. The baby's already with us. We're just waiting for the baby to come due, right? We're waiting for the baby to, as we used to say, be delivered. And I love to see it, this pastor proclaiming himself to be a grandfather. That's something I really look forward to being, is being a grandfather. My wife thinks I'm baby crazy. I think what I am is just a grandbaby crazy. There's something, mothers have it built into them to be mothers and grandmothers. And believe it or not, fathers have it built into them to be fathers and grandparents too. So congratulations to Pastor Whedon and his whole family. God's blessing on the little baby, especially kept safe until rebirth of baptism. And it's just so good to hear someone say, "I am a grandparent." We'll be right back with Hour 2 of Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.